Everybody's stimulating.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Countries around the world are starting to do what the U.S. did earlier this year, try to spark up their economies. We talked about China doing that a couple days ago. Today, Japan unveiled an $18 billion stimulus package. It has money for small business, help for farmers, and instead of tax rebates, discounts on expressway tolls. The U.S. economy had a surprisingly strong second quarter, according to those GDP numbers out yesterday. Wall Street was happy to hear it. The Dow gained 212 points, almost 2%. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 also had big gains. Same story in Asia today, about 2% gains as well. European shares are up a bit so far. Oil's at $117 a barrel. Oil traders are keeping a close eye on Hurricane Gustav. It'll be in the Gulf of Mexico soon. You can be sure the people of New Orleans are being vigilant. Today is the third anniversary of Katrina. A few months after Katrina, we talked to some business people in New Orleans about their recovery. One of them was Sal Sunseri of P&J Oysters. His company's been around since 1876. Sal, good morning. How's business these days?
Well, Scott, look, business could be better, but I tell you what, considering all factors for the status of the city in New Orleans, I think we're doing very, very well.
Now, back when we talked to you after Katrina, you were concerned about the restaurant business. Obviously, that's one of your main customers. How do you feel that the restaurant industry is doing in New Orleans as it pertains to your business?
Well, to tell you the truth, we have more restaurants now than we did prior to the storm. The cost of doing business, though, is higher. I mean, just like all over the nation, the overhead to run a business is just getting enormous. The restaurants aren't quite making as much, you know, profit margin. But, you know, they're working hard and producing a beautiful product. We're still, I'm sure, the number one foodie town in the nation, so we're doing a heck of a job.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty optimistic, but is there anything at this point that you see as a concern that might be a stumbling block to future growth?
I feel the biggest obstacle to our future right now is that government has not fulfilled its obligation to help rebuild this incredible American city. It's so important to the rest of the nation and our port and our oil and gas. Just look, there is a storm in the Gulf right now. And all of a sudden, Wall Street and government and everybody's all worried and prices of oil is going up. Prices of gas is going up. Well, the reason is because all of the production that we have in this area is so important to the United States. And our government needs to protect this area.
You know, there's a contingent of people out there who say it's just not a place that people should be living. What do you say to that?
Is San Francisco an important enough city to protect, even though there's earthquakes there and there could be a big one coming anytime soon? How important is each and every great American city? The entire nation is important. We are the richest nation in the world, and our government needs to protect its own.
All right, Sal Sunseri, Vice President at P&J Oysters in New Orleans. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Our weekend program, Marketplace Money, just did an entire show from New Orleans. You can hear it online at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA risks and response at suddencardiacarrest.org. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
Tomorrow, the city of Shanghai opens the world's tallest building. Okay, wait, it has the highest roof. Seems the definition of tallest is open to interpretation. Anyway, it's taken 14 years to build this thing. Our question is, does this mean Shanghai has arrived as a global financial center? More from our correspondent in Shanghai, Scott Tong.
The Shanghai World Financial Center is a slim glass structure that soars 1,600 feet high. Its signature is a big square hole near the top, as if the building doubles as a giant bottle opener.
Yeehaw!
At the media preview, staff members greet and bow in unison. It's a touch imported by the building's Japanese owner. Another dominant theme here is futuristic. In the elevator lobby, space-age kaleidoscopes gyrate from the ceiling. Indeed, developer Minori Mori says the building will help Shanghai blast off into its future.
It will become a global magnet that attracts the best and the brightest people and resources. We support Shanghai's development into a real global financial center.
But one trophy building does not make a financial capital. Yang Zhaojun teaches finance at Shanghai's Jiao Tong University. He says buildings and infrastructure do matter. He calls it hardware. But China's human software is lacking.
Our software, our commitment to following the rules, our talent pool. All these soft skills need to improve so we can catch up to the rest of the world.
Shanghai's biggest weakness is regulations from Beijing. The Chinese government imposes high corporate taxes. It restricts foreign currency from coming and going, and it limits the financial products on the shelf. It's as if Shanghai were a casino that only has slot machines. Glenn McGuire is an economist with Societe Generale in Hong Kong.
There's not the same investment opportunities in the China market as there is in the Hong Kong market. These type of products, financial markets, futures markets, take several years, if not a decade, to develop.
One poll ranks Shanghai 31st of the world's top financial centers. London is number one, and then New York, and then Hong Kong. The poll predicts Shanghai will move up. But for now, some international consultants still mock it as a wannabe. Take the financial district's name. It's Pudong, or as the joke goes, Poo Jersey. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.